All right, listen, we're going to move on to the next topic. So the Dems are in complete disarray. That's the topic. I could have stopped there and it would just still be true.
The title says all.
The title says all. The Dems are in complete disarray. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's a poll that came out. It's a real poll. Quinnipiac has a poll that came out about 2.5-3 weeks ago. 21% of voters approve of the way the Democrats in Congress are handling their job. 21%. This is epic. That means they've got a 68% disapprove and 11% with no opinion. Okay, 68% of people polled said Democrats in Congress are not doing a good job. All right, how about this? What if we just poll just the Democrats? It's Quinnipiac. They can do that. Quinnipiac polls and says, as of Democrats, it only goes up to 40%. They're only getting a 40% approval rating from their own people. 40% of voters on the Democrat side are approving. It's what the Quinnipiac folks are calling a sobering slapdown of historic proportions for Democrats in Congress. Their Republican counterparts are taking a victory lap as Democrats are trying to get their footing. That's an epic description of where we are. But what it also shows you, though, is this is not just us Republicans going, well, you know, Democrats bad. That's not it. This is Democrat base saying our Democrats are bad. And the infighting is of epic levels right now. We're watching as the Democrats are literally coming apart at the seams. They don't have leadership. They don't have messaging. And if you don't have those two things, what do you have? So you can go ahead and try to live on hate and anger. You can go ahead and have a talking point of billionaires and, you know, and whatever else. It's sending you a code again, bro. Just write it down in the back of this for me.
Gotcha.
Write it in English this time.
You're not the one to talk.
If y'all could have seen the hen scratching he just tried to give me a moment ago.
The chicken scratch.
It didn't send it to you? It's come on. This is nuts. We got technical difficulties, which is so ironic. You know what happened? They heard that we were talking about the signal
thing
and they shut down our simple texting.
We got hacked. Yeah.
All right, tell you what, let's do this. I'm going to come back with Dems in disarray. Let's take a break right now. Maybe I can get my texture back while we're offline. That'd be awesome. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Just making common sense like a superpower, giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. That's what I'm saying. So Lee from Huntsville texting in. She heard me telling you about your chicken scratching. She says, Phil, please, you have attorney. And now my texture's buffering again. What does she say?
She said, you have attorney chicken scratch so bad. LOL.
Lee, I thought we were friends. Anyway,
we and you both have handwriting only we can read.
I admit, I am not so blind to my own handwriting that I recognize every once in a while I can't even read it myself. All right, so we're on number two of the Triple Dipper. The Dems are in disarray, y'all. They are. I told you about the Quinnipiac poll. So this Quinnipiac poll, by the way, I got a piece that I pulled off of another website talking about it. They polled over 1,000 registered voters. Only 21% of them overall approve of how Democrats are doing. It's the lowest approval rating, by the way, in the poll's history dating back to 2009. So you're talking about we're at a 16-year low. 16-year low. Only 21% approve. That's and they have a 68% disapprove. The rest are undecided. Who are the undecided? I don't know. I guess they're not paying attention. According to the poll, it says, breaking down the party numbers by affiliation, 40% of registered Democrats approve of their lawmakers' performance. they're underwater even with their own people. That's the problem. Literally underwater even with their own people. But you have to look at it and go, well, is there a way up? There was a separate survey done by Survey USA, 1,705 registered voters. Has even further challenges, they say. for Democrat lawmakers. Survey found that only 22% of Democrats believe their elected officials are even standing up to Trump the right amount. 60% feel they're not doing enough. So, I mean, here's the thing. Registered Republicans are typically right now at 79% approval of their own lawmakers' performances. That's a complete turnaround. We are right now at a place where Republicans, by and large, their base is like, thank you. Thank you for doing the things you're doing. Keep doing it. Do more. Do more of that, please. Democrats, on the other hand, not so much. Ask yourself this. What are Democrats going to do to get themselves out of this slump? And I said earlier in the show, you got to be careful, Republicans. You do. Because typically speaking, people play to the level of their competition. If you've got a high school football team taking the field against an NFL football team, the NFL guys are going to play down. They just are. And they're going to, you know, not be too concerned. They're going to token block. They're going to token run. They're going to, you know, play the short game. They're not going to air it out, and they're going to get to the point they get tired of embarrassing you. So they're going to just going to, you know, do what they do. You play down. And by the way, even if you're considered in the same league, like, you know, you're playing against a team that's, you know, 0-9 and you're 9-0, you tend to play down. The same is true in politics. We watch it happen all the time. In Alabama, I will say this. Democrats have been in disarray for a long time. Like, since 2010, they have still not found their footing since we took back the legislature. Democrats have no statewide office holders right now. They have two of the nine U.S. delegation positions in the state of Alabama. There are blue pockets like Jefferson County, Birmingham, and Montgomery. But for the most part, the Dems as a party are in complete disarray. Think about this. It's not been so long, like in the last couple of years, when literally the Democrat Party in Alabama was in such complete disarray that the National Party cut them off at the knees, turned off their funding, and told them until they changed their bylaws, they were not going to be allowed to participate in the National Convention. That's like the nuclear option, y'all. And that's who we're up against in Alabama. Now, I watch what's happening in Montgomery, and I realize they have no competition. The only competition they have is amongst their own party. And that's where you get a little crazy. When you're only competing with yourself because your true competition is not competition, you can become fat and lazy, and you can also wind up basically letting people into your party that shouldn't be there. Because if they want to play at all, they realize they got to have an R by their name. I had a guy call me once when I was the party chairman. He calls me and he goes, "Hey, man." I mean, this is literally how he talked to me. He goes, "Hey, man, I want to run for county commission." All right. Well, tell me about you. Well, I mean, what do I got to do to get an R by my name? And my response was, "Well, how about you be an R?" And he goes, "What does that even mean?" And I said, "Well, if you got to ask, then you aren't one." And he's like, "Well, I mean, and he hung up. By the way, he didn't run for office.
I figured.
Yeah. I think we would have questioned him anyway. But the reality is you got to make sure that you're watching it, because people will start trying to put the R by their name or the D by their name, depending on who's in strength and power, just to get into position. They could care less. I had a guy tell me once that he literally ran as a Republican despite having been a lifelong Democrat because he had wanted something from the Democrat Party and they made him personally mad. And so to get back at him, he switched parties just to run against them because he was mad at them. That's got nothing to do with policy. It's got nothing to do with true politics. It's got nothing to do with a calling to be a part of a team. I mean, so watch it. You're going to see it. And this is what happens. At the state level, we have to watch out for Republicans getting lazy and fat. Now, I would say this. Alabama Republicans have been pretty good on social issues. They have. I think they have been what I would call tepid on the fiscal issues. And they have definitely been weak on what I would consider to be the big government issues. They can do better. but they've got nobody right now making them be better. They get down there in their bubble, and they get comfy because Democrats aren't going to hold their feet to the fire because there's not enough Democrats there to even do it. I mean, there's only like five Democrats in the entire state Senate to begin with. And the House, I'm not sure what the numbers are, but it's that same level of imbalance. And they don't have anything. They have no clout. They have no power. All they do is they get up there and they filibuster to slow things down. But the fact is, Republicans right now have got, here's my first thing on this. Dems are in disarray. Republicans can't get lazy. Because the day will come when they'll be on the rise again. And if you've letting yourself get fat and lazy, they're going to come kick you right in the pants. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. We're glad you're here. I got to ask JP, are the text lines going? Because mine are not going at all. Just, they decided not to work
anymore. We got two new texts. One from Shag Nasty, the atheist.
Oh, really?
Says,
what's Shag Nasty have to say?
Hard to be fatter and lazier than President Cheeseburger and his golf squad.
Wow.
So wow. There's that. But then Matt.
He really said lazy about the guy who sleeps like 6 hours a night tops and and works nonstop. And despite the fact that Shag Nasty's guy was like asleep at the wheel and vacationing in Delaware every single weekend.
Barely even president.
Okay.
Matt Madsen also said, the reporter has released no real details about the text. Just makes you wonder.
Yeah, I did see that he's released some details, but he says there's more to come, which tells me he's holding back on some details, too. So it's a little weird. It's a little bizarre. Hey, back on this topic that we got today. You keep track, by the way. I'm not getting text messages back. So just it's on you, brother.
It's on me.
You got text. Wow. Tell me if something comes up.
I will.
So right now I'm on Dipper number two, the Dems in disarray. There's an article. There's two articles on Town Hall that I want to go into. I think they're great. Townhall.com has a piece, Dateline Today. And by the way, all the stories that I'm reading are in the last like 48 hours, except for the one that said, you know, the poll, which came out a few weeks ago. But Townhall.com has a piece by a guy named Derek Hunter that literally says, Democrats running around like now with chickens with their heads cut off is one of life's simple pleasures. He said, if Republicans were the puppet masters trying to make Democrats look a certain way, we'd make them look just like this. That's where they are. They are completely lost. They have no rudder. Listen, here's what people get mad about. Everybody's doing what Trump says. Now there's a thing called leadership. So Trump is the top of the ticket. I mean, you guys had your period of time where you were almost into Obama worship, let's be honest. You were. You know you were. And then it was Hillary can do no wrong, and even though she had a server, we can't count that because she's Hillary. She's a Clinton. Stop it. The reality is Republicans right now are in a place where they have a team. They have the House, the Senate, and the executive branch, and they've got a guy at the top who's making waves, doing what he said he would do, and his coattails are what got some people back in office at the legislative side and the state side. And the mandate is in place. Right now, the messaging that is coming out of the Trump administration and then also being, you know, cohabited by the legislative leadership with John Thune and Speaker Mike Johnson literally saying this is what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And there's some things battling back and forth. They're trying to get some of the stuff, like logistics of it, more than messaging. But the reality is that we've got right now on the Republican side, we're in the catbird seat. We are sitting in the place where we have the message and we have the leadership. And we can rally around that leadership. And we've been given no reason not to. And we're enjoying it. Because God Almighty, we haven't had it the entire time. Now, Trump was a leader in the party, period, but he didn't have the ability to do the things he's doing now because he wasn't in the position. Now he is. Democrats don't have that. Who have they got? Let's think about this a second. Who have they got? Well, right now you are watching AOC and Bernie Sanders making quite, you know, a lot of waves, traveling the nation, doing their, you know, doing their, what do they call it, like the anti-oligarchy tour or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It is anti-oligarch something. I'd have to look it up.
Do they know how many billionaires are supporting them? J.B. Pritzker, Mark Cuban, I mean, the Gates Foundation. I mean, for the love of God.
Well, what did Bernie say when RFK pressed him with that of how many big pharma money he's got? He's like, only $1.5 billion. Only $1.5 billion. He's something like that of, you know, they're completely oblivious.
Did he have the hand going
too? Yeah, yeah.
The finger pointing down.
Only $1.5 billion.
Get off my grass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, who's a leader right now in Democrats? Is it Chuck Schumer? He's facing a serious crisis of leadership. He may come back and find out there's a vote of, you know, non-confidence in him. Hakeem Jeffries, how's he doing? Mr. Deadeyes? Mr. Deadeyes stands up there and looks like he's in charge. But look at what happened during the State of the, you know, it was the State of the Union address. It was just, it was a fallacy. He couldn't, he wasn't controlling anybody. He wasn't controlling messaging. They had nothing to offer except no. That's really not anything to offer.
The tour is called the Fighting Oligarchy Tour, by the way.
The Fighting Oligarchy Tour.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the piece from Town Call calls Hakeem Jeffries the Timu Obama. piece here on Town Hall. The party, Democrat Party, has its lowest favorability ever. They have no popular national leader to help improve it. They have insufficient numbers to stop legislation in Congress, most of it. They have a durable minority on the Supreme Court. They have a dwindling influence over the media right now because media is realizing we can't keep doing things like this. Young voters are growing more dramatically conservative. They have a bad 2026 map for the U.S. Senate. They do. That's going to be a thing. The U.S. Senate races, because they go off cycle. They don't flip them all in 1 year. The U.S. Senate races are staggered, and they've got a really bad map coming up for 2026. The Democratic Senate retirements are also making it hard for them. There's only three House Republicans in districts that that former Vice President Harris actually won. Wow. That's a dim sign for a Democratic surge. And thanks to the number of people fleeing blue states, the math is bad for Dems to win the presidency in 2030. By 2030, when they do the reapportionment. It's amazing to watch. But y'all, it's absolutely well-earned. Because what we're looking at right now is a self-inflicted series of wounds. Think about what the Dems did to themselves. They had the House, the Senate, and they had the White House. And they imploded. They imploded because their messaging was so awful and their plans were so ill-conceived that they ruined the economy, they ruined the energy sector, they crushed our national defense, they destroyed the southern border, and they did all these things, and the American people rose up and said, no more, no more. We first got the House back with a very small majority in the 2022 midterms. We didn't get the Senate back, but we got it back now. The Dems, who do they have? Pelosi, what is she, like 82 years old? She's on a walker right now. Chuck Schumer, in his mid-70s. Really has no mojo right now. Can't control his own people. There's talk about him being primaried.
Pelosi's 84.
She's 84. You've got Hakeem Jeffries, who is not inspiring. And right now, the noisemakers are actually making things better for the Republicans. Because the AOCs and the Jasmine Crocketts are a constant gift to Republicans. If Republicans have anything to say at all, it's please let AOC and Jasmine Crockett keep talking. Would you? We would love it. Thank you. Are they offensive? Yes. Is it better for us in the long run? Oh, God, the memes write themselves.
Did you see what Jasmine Crockett said either yesterday or today? She called Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, Hot Wheels.
She did not.
She did. Yeah, she did. She called him Hot Wheels in a speech to a group. And obviously it was welcomed with cheers because anybody who has Jasmine Crockett come speak to them is going to cheer that. So.
Look, that woman has no business even being a congressman. An AOC was, what, a barista or a bartender? And then she went from there to being it's incalculable to me that the Democrats keep voting these people in, but they do. Do we have knuckleheads on the Republican side? Of course. What was the guy's name from New York that we had to get rid of? But guess what? We got rid of him. The bottom line is this. Democrats keep electing these people. Their party's going to stay in the tank. That's where they are. Their map's about to get worse. Meantime, their favorability rating among their own base just is absolutely abysmal. And if they want to see a microcosm, if they want to see what happens in a microcosm, all they got to do is look at Alabama's Democrat Party. Because the Alabama Democrat Party cannot find their backside with both hands. They can't. They can't pick their leadership. They can't stop their own internal power struggles. They can't even get their bylaws straightened out. They're so busy trying to have all the intersectionalities represented by sub-caucuses that they spend all their time at their meetings fighting about whether they have enough LGBTQ. It's just gross to even watch. The Democrat Party in Alabama is a non-issue. Even the National Party cut them off a few years ago. If you want to watch a microcosm of what's happening on the national level, watch the Alabama Democrat Party. And then I'll tell you this. Here's the warning. Republicans, you cannot get fat and lazy on this. You can't. You got to start owning up to the fact that you haven't been doing everything conservative because you've been lazy because you have no competition. We have got to make sure we remember that there's going to come a day when a Democrat figure will rise up and help them realign themselves and find their new messaging, and they will begin to grow again because they're not gone forever. And if we have allowed ourselves to get fat and happy, complacent, just pure lazy, then guess what? We will be back in the doghouse one day again, and we can't let that happen. Any final thoughts on that, JP?
I will say
yeah.
One person to look out for is Gavin Newsom. And I say this because, you know, some people may hear that and go, oh, well, he's ridiculous. I agree, he's ridiculous, but he is one of the greatest liars that I've ever seen. You see his clip where he's talking to Charlie Kirk on his podcast, talking about men and women's sports. He's like, oh, I agree. It's a fairness issue, Charlie. We can't. It's like, give me a break. Like, you are not fooling anybody. He's going to come, if he runs for president, and try to seem like, I'm the reasonable Democrat, guys. And that smile, that slimy smile, just... he has a great way of lying and pulling the wool over people's eyes. So I would just be worried about Gavin Newsom because we see how ridiculous he is, but he's a great, great liar.
If I had to pick somebody to play the Antichrist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree completely. That slimy smile he's got.
Slick Cheshire Cat smile. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why he has his own podcast now.
Yes, I was about to say, yeah.
He's trying to rebrand himself and re-message himself and get more sound bites out there so that when you do searches for him, the optimization takes you to what he said most recently, not what he used to do.
I would look out for Gavin. I mean, he's term limited as governor, so he's going to be doing something.
I think J.B. Pritzker. I think Josh Shapiro.
Yes.
I think Gavin Newsom, even though I really think that Gavin Newsom will have a hard time overcoming himself.
Yeah.
And then I still think Michelle Whitmer. Or Gretchen Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer. Yeah. She's still dangerous. So are there, but none of them right now are what I would consider to be a galvanizing central figure around which the Democrat Party is prepared to rally.
I think right now J.D. Vance, if he runs, mows over all of them. Right now, you know, if J.D. Vance runs in 28, I think whoever they got to run against him. And by the way, like that's just a hypothetical. I think J.D. Vance right now is the front runner for 28 for Republicans.
Sure.
I think he mows over all of those Democrat nominees right now.
And there's going to have to be a whole lot of continuation of what we're doing right now for JD to not have any competition. There's going to be if I think JD is going to be it. I think he is. It's his to lose at this point. But the reality is there are still DeSantis's and even Sarah Huckabee Sanders. There's some great candidates out there, even members of his own cabinet who may decide they want to run for something. You watch and see in 2 years who steps down from the cabinet to go do other things.
Yeah,
because they're biding their time and trying to come back and do something different. All right, that's enough of that. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Maybe my texter will work and I can see what you guys are saying. It'd be nice. That'd be awesome. Technology is so good. Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, my text line's down. Yours? How about yours? You got some over there, buddy?
I do.
Oh, what do you got? Pray tell.
Well, Nathaniel from Huntsville texted in. Said, Colonel Phil and JP, thank you for having these conversations. Y'all are doing God's work. Hey. So thank you, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
We also got Brian from Decatur texted in, and as now my texter is loading up. Okay, we said, many don't know, but if Bernie Sanders, Bernie's Vermont is only 1.22% black. I went there for a few days and never felt more uncomfortable in my life.
Wow. So I got 45 seconds to get that code it just sent you. So go ahead and don't tell the audience. It's a secret code and we can't talk about it on the air. Just hold it up. What do you got? Hold it up for me. I'll be the judge of that. We'll see.
Doing that, Shane from Huntsville texted in and said, I disagree. History has shown that the Dems can retake power with those same idiots in place.
You know, I'm not going to argue the fact that they have the same idiots that wind up getting stuff over and over again. You look at it and think, how do people like, well, first of all, Pelosi's an evil genius. I think you never underestimate her, even at 84 years old, even while she's like, you know, on a walker and having trouble. But some of the people they've got in there, like Jasmine Crockett, the squad members, AOC, the fact that AOC is being touted right now as a potential primary against Chuck Schumer. Wow. I'm not a fan of Chuck Schumer, but I cannot imagine AOC being able to primary the guy. But they're talking about it. What else you got?
Jay from Hartsville texted in and said, the Dems, best reality TV out there. You got comedy, rap, dance, and absolutely no substantial politics.
Comedy, rap, and dance?
Yep, and no substantial politics.
And no substantial politics. Yeah, it's pretty amazing to watch. And I saw this one meme, and you may have seen it. Remember the one where AOC was dancing on the rooftops? Remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Her hair blowing in the breeze, just feeling lively and free and looking like a complete idiot. I think the meme said, dance like Republicans can see you. I don't know. But and Wendell, I got my texture back, by the
nice.
Way. We'll see if it works. Wendell from Baton Rouge says, I'm convinced that Kareem, who called in yesterday, suffers from a multiple personality disorder. I believe Kareem is also Yellow Dog Mike and Shag Nasty. You know, could be. Maybe so. We'll find out.
Well, or Shag Nasty tuned in, talking about JD, by the way. I don't know if you see that. Said, yep. Will the Trump cult let JD run? In 2028.
Will the Trump cult let JD run? Well, since Trump is, are you trying to say that Trump's going to run for a third term? Is that what he's saying?
Probably. But also, I think Donald Trump Jr. is flirting to run. I think what he's trying to say is that maybe the Trump cult is going to turn against JD eventually. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. I doubt it. I think right now JD looks like the guy. I think you may wind up seeing Don Jr. run for the U.S. Senate. I could see something like that. I could also see him being a vice presidential candidate, but I think that would also be a very strong name to have on the ticket, and maybe even a little too strong, if you know what I'm saying. I think that Don Trump Jr. is going to be a player in something, but I don't see him like just suddenly kicking JD to the curb. All right, more on that. We're going to switch gears. The Doge doings. What is happening with the Doge? We got a sound effect for that, too. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.